Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Kind. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of Lantern, we'll listen to an interesting story. There was once an ass whose master also owned a lap dog. This dog was a favorite and received many a pat and kind word from his master, as well as choice bits from his plate. Every day the dog would run to meet the master, frisking playfully about and leaping up to lick his hands and face. All this the ass saw with much discontent. Though he was well fed, he had much work to do, besides the master hardly ever took any notice of him. Now the jealous ass got it into his silly head that all he had to do to win his master's favor was to act like the dog. So one day he left his stable and clattered eagerly into the house. Finding his master seated at the dinner table, he kicked up his heels and with a loud bray pranked giddily around the table, upsetting it as he did so. Then he planted his forefeet on his master's knees and rolled out his tongue to lick the master's face, as he had seen the dog do. But his weight upset the chair, and ass and man rolled over together in the pile of broken dishes from the table. The master was much alarmed at the strange behavior of the ass, and calling for help soon attracted the attention of the servants. When they saw the danger the master was in from the clumsy beast, they set upon the ass and drove him with kicks and blows back to the stable. There they left him to mourn the foolishness that had brought him nothing but a sound bidding. Behavior that is regarded as agreeable in one is very rude and impertinent in another. Do not try to gain favor by acting in a way that is contrary to your own nature and character.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with being ourselves and not being dependent on other people. In every community, in every human community, we find that some people are like, for example, lifeless leaves on the ground, okay, with any kind of wind or with any kind of current or wind, okay, they are taken or they move from this place to another place. On the other side of the coin, we find that in any community there are very stable personalities such that they withstand all currents of change. And they are quite sublime and well-established and deep-rooted. From the Islamic perspective, we find that people are not expected to be like lifeless or like lifeless leaves on the ground. Rather, people are expected to be as firm as deep-rooted plants. Okay, this is, of course, quite an analogy. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or whoever recognizes his or her own value, such a person, such a personality, wouldn't belittle him or herself by means of following or, for example, committing those mean jobs that are related to, for example, improper deeds or sexual lusts and so on. Okay. Another indication in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that those people who have been quite, respectful, find themselves, regard themselves far beyond and far higher than answering positively to carnal desires. And at the same time, Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that whoever understands and recognizes his or her own value, the whole universe, the whole world with all its exuberance becomes very little, almost of not much attention, okay? Not worthy of much attention. From these perspectives, we find that all human beings have got two aspects. One of them is the material aspect or body aspect, and another one is the mind or the spirit. What pertains to human felicity is the mind or personality aspect, or the soul aspect, or soul-oriented aspect.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
So we find that in the Holy Quran, it's asserted that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Never become like those people who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them in such a way that they've forgotten themselves. There's a kind of, a meaningful relation. Forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads finally to forgetting ourselves. When we forget ourselves, okay, we may accept or we may admit any mean job, okay, to be done with us, or we might behave in such a way that we would turn into cruel people. Those cruel people or tyrants, okay, they never respect themselves. Anybody who respects him or herself, regards him or herself in such a way that he wouldn't commit any kind of oppression against anybody else, because a respectful person regards everybody respectfully. And this is a good way, and this is a praised way, and a way indicated in the hadiths in order to follow. Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated it in a piece of hadith in this way, that okay, I wonder how anybody who hasn't appreciated the value of him or herself, how can such a person appreciate the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the first step is that people should come up with a kind of self-esteem, and based on this kind of self-esteem, people are expected to remain helpful both to themselves and to their own community. In this connection, we have to remember one of the hadiths of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who expressed it in this way, that the most believing of you, the most believer of all of you, is the one who has been very much cognizant of his own self. It doesn't mean that we have to be self-centered or arrogant. No, quite differently. Far from this, we have to appreciate our own value in terms of the creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and whatever we are expected to fulfill, both regarding to ourselves and to other people. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.